My name's Willie Trutner. I'm the head brewer and co-owner of Zuni Street Brewing Company. And yeah, I think that the landscape is what people are seeing, or what we're seeing, is that it's turning into more of just the local neighborhood brewery scene, where trying to get your beer in bottles, trying to get it distributed out to liquor stores, trying to reach that in the market is just way too competitive and way too hard to, you know, make a foothold, make a stand. So what we're doing, and what we see a lot of breweries in the area doing, is just focusing on on-premise sales, is trying to get people into the bar and buy the beer here, as opposed to, you know, hiring a sales staff and hiring and buying a bottling line and doing all these extra things that cost more money and more time and more people that may not necessarily equate to success.
Well, now KGNU is here for a special event, brewing our own beer. So tell us why you would even invite people like that to do that and what the process is.
Yeah, sure. So we have a little pilot system that just makes about 12 to 13 gallons of beer at a time. And it's Sean, who works with KGNU, hit us up and asked if we would be willing to make a beer with them and have a fundraiser for them. And so that's essentially what we're doing here, is we're donating this brew. So we're making up a pale ale. We'll take care of the fermentation. Everything will be done. And then as soon as it's ready, or actually when you guys are having your anniversary party, that beer will be on tap, and all the proceeds from that beer will go back to you guys.
But we have a crew of folks here. So what have they been doing today? And, you know, what is the beginning process until we get into these kegs?
Sure. So, yeah, pretty much all we're going to do today with you guys is the brewing process. So we'll take care of more of the fermentation and the – that's more or less – that's just the beer sitting and doing its thing. And so, what we're doing here now is just, A, we're just trying to educate you guys on how beer's made and what goes into it. B, we're just, I like to just have, put as many hands on what's going on as possible. So, you know, even if it's not understood or whatever, just try to get people to, you know, stir the mash or mix this, you know. And so, yeah, I think that's what we're going for.
And then we're off to make the beer itself, a pale ale to be precise, KGNU's GNU Brew. So just say, what is this now going in here?
This is called wort. So this is essentially, this is what the liquid will be and what it will look like. So this is just super, super sugary flavored liquid.
And then you'll add yeast, it'll be fermented, not be our pale ale.
Yep.
Well, that pale ale will be ready to drink this coming Friday evening at the Zuni Street Brewing Company. They're creating, as we have heard there, a special celebration pale ale. And KGNU volunteers and listener members and staff were involved in the brewing process. It's going to be on tap all night for our special brew raiser. And it happens this Friday. It's May 17th, kicking off at 7 p.m. It goes till midnight, and there will be KGNU DJs spinning tunes from 1978 in celebration of our special KGNU anniversary beer. So it's only going to be available that night. So we do hope you'll join us at the Zuni Street Brewing Company.